perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am indeed Bill Snyder. It is great to be with you, no matter how you're listening to us, whether that is on Breadbox Media, on Evangelism Radio, or on Patchwork Heart Radio right here. We are graced to have you with us today. My guest on today's episode is Susan Tassone. She has been a long, passionate champion for the holy souls in purgatory and is recognized as leading the worldwide purgatory movement. The award-winning author of 10 bestsellers, including St. Faustina's Prayer Book for the Holy Souls in Purgatory, Susan makes speaking appearances throughout the country, and she's a frequent and popular guest on national radio and television programs, as well as social media. In 2013, she was featured in the groundbreaking documentary Purgatory, the Forgotten Church, and was on the cover of Catholic Digest magazine in 2017. She also continues to work tirelessly to raise donations for Masses for the Holy Souls. Susan holds her master's degree in religious education from Loyola University of Chicago and has had the honor and privilege of being granted two private audiences with St. John Paul II, who bestowed upon her a special blessing for her and for her ministry for the Holy Souls. So, Susan, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for spending your valuable time with me here on Young Catholics Respond.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. I love chatting with you. I've known you for a long time. Yeah. You've watched. You're like an uncle to my book. They keep being born, and Uncle Bill is, you know, has got another niece or nephew on his shelf. And yes. You're a great host, and I love talking on your shows in a special way. So it's always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Susan. It's always great to have you as a guest. So obviously we'll be talking about the new book today, St. Faustina's Prayer Book for Adoration. And, you know, this book really holds a special place in my heart because it's all about our Lord Jesus in adoration and how we get closer to that. So why don't we talk a little bit first about why you wrote it?
Oh, Bill, it's I have to tell you, I have to say as well, it's one of the most exquisite books I've ever done. You know, Purgatory is very dear to my heart, and Day by Day for the Holy Souls was 18 years of studying Purgatory, and then we veered over to Faustina because she had a great love for the souls in Purgatory, and that's what started it. Father Dan Cambra from the Marian said that there was nothing that was written about her relationship and her revelations with the souls in Purgatory. So he asked if I would consider mining the diary, and that's what we did. And it's an exquisite book, and that was the award-winning book. It got an award from the Catholic Press Association. And, of course, Faustina, as you know, Bill, I don't know if you know this, is one of the most Googled saints on the Internet in terms of books and medals and statues. So we indeed had to do something for the souls in Purgatory. So that book came out in 2016. Father Dan came around a second time, and he said, you know, there's one more area that that hasn't been mined in the diary. And I said, what's that? And he said, conversions. She had a mission, which was divine mercy and to spread the divine mercy message. But there were three other missions that were a part of that, which was the souls in purgatory, and she was told by Jesus to pray for the conversion of sinners. And I find out, Bill, that it's the number one prayer request, and I'm sure you can tell me this too, from radio listeners, from television, parishes, priests, people wanted to figure out how do you pray for the conversion of your families and your children. And parents that were calling in EWTN asking for prayers for the conversion of their parents. So there was nothing done. And we again, gleaned out an exquisite book, which is sold, actually, it'll be a year old April 4th. It's not even a year old. And they've sold almost 12,000 copies because now we have something to pray for the conversions of your families and your friends and your loved ones. And I'll just put in one little important thing about that book. He told her specifically the kinds of prayers to pray. And one in particular, Bill, was this. He said, anyone that says this prayer will, that soul will be granted the gift of conversion. He promises it. And the prayer is, O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. That's the prayer he gave her, in addition to many other prayers. So that book has been out, published in April of 2017. And then Father Dan came around one, I thought, is this the last time? You know, I'm like, Mama Mia, how many things do we have to do? And he said, Susan, one more book. There's one more area. I had no idea what it was. And he said, adoration. I said, adoration? I said, oh, my goodness. And he said, yes, that, you know, it was the direction of her spirituality. And nothing was done. In fact, Bill, she named herself St. Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament. That's in her diary. I don't know how many people are aware of that. Jesus confirmed her choice. So adoration wasn't just central to her life as a religious, it was her life, period. And so that was just released. And the purpose, it was just released March 1st. Bill, it's number one in Saints. It's number one at OSV. It's number one new release for 2 months. It's just breaking records. It's only been out, 2 weeks, and they're over 5,000 copies, which tells you people want to get closer to the Lord. They want to have a deeper relationship. So the purpose of the book is to help the readers, the adorers, adore with Faustina in union with Our Lady, in union with the saints, in union with the angels, just what she did, and the holy souls in purgatory. And it's to encourage the adorers and readers to intercede for others in a special way for priests and religious, which Faustina did, and to enable the adorers and new adorers to obtain self-knowledge, because this is what she obtained, self-knowledge. She asked for healing, and she interceded. So it will give the readers different ways to listen, to thank, and rest, and become closer to Jesus. And the important thing is that these are things, simple things that this book shows you that she did that help you become closer to God, because that's the main purpose of the book. There's a saying, and it's in the book, Bill. I'm not Polish. We have the Polish saying. I can only give you the English. There's a Polish proverb that goes, you become the one you befriend. You become the one you befriend. And I wrote this book to help and encourage everyone to pray and adore with St. Faustina, because she wept in front of our Lord. She interceded for others. She shared her joys with him. She acknowledged her weaknesses. She obtained self-knowledge. She asked for healing. She loved. She thanked. She listened. And she rested. And so what Faustina did was become the one she adored, the one she befriended. And he gave her the nourishment through adoration, Bill, to confront her challenges as from that source, which springs this fountain of love for all, to be like Jesus. And so she immersed herself in that fire of his love and in the abyss of his mercy, and she came to know herself and her God. So it was adoration that called her forth to go out and help others. And it was adoration that empowered her to share Jesus's compassion to everyone she encountered. She was becoming the one she befriended, the compassionate Jesus. And that's what we're to do. Adoration is to help us to become the one we befriend, to become compassion, to become his eyes, his ears. Yeah. He was her teacher. And he taught her, Bill, to treat trials as a positive opportunity to learn love of neighbor. And she had grudges. You know, she lived with a group of women, or, you know, men or women were not angels. But she took those to the Lord. And simply put, he taught her, he transformed, he erased that memory from her soul, and he transformed her into this overwhelming kindness to have for and love to have for others. So simply put, he taught her not to judge others, and that's how she became holy, and that's how she became a saint.
Yeah, and you'll find, your book. I love the opening note from the personal from you in the book, a personal note from you in the book, and it says, "Dear friends, you were created by God for adoration." That's the first sentence, and I'll just tell you from that, it beckons the listener, or beckons the listener and the reader, to do that. You know. To adore God, and this book gives you those tools to adore God, you know, and
yes,
and with her. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have just about 2 or 3 minutes here before we take our break, Susan. So do you want to talk to the listeners about those tools in the book that are in there? Because it's so
yes.
rich.
Oh, there's some special uniquenesses about the book that I just want to just comment about what you just said. That's why we go to adoration. It's because we were created by God, and it's because he is God and we're his creatures. It's a unique and basic form of prayer adoration that highlights the proper order of God and his people. So our prayers focus us and deepen that personal relationship we can have with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you become the compassionate person that God wants you to be. That's why we go to adoration. The uniqueness, there's some special things about the book that absolutely, as Father Looney said, blew him away. The first is we took advantage of her writings about adoration, which was never done before. So the book shows us how she prayed and why she prayed the way she did. And the book describes how from these prayers, Faustina's compassion blossomed. So it's a book that has to be prayed. Incredible section, special adorations, if you will. She adored, we had adoration in times of suffering. We go through dark nights of the soul, Bill. She
Amen.
Did. And so we have adoration in times of suffering, adoration during the dark night of the soul. She prayed for all kinds of people, Bill. There's a special section for those kinds of people she prayed for, and then we include our intentions along with hers. She adored with the saints. There's a section called Four Sisters, Four Saints that led the charge in adoration. Mother Teresa, Faustina, Blessed Mary, Mother Alacoque, and Mother Cabrini, and their prayers. There's two key things that are real important to know. People say to me, and this is what I wanted to answer in the book, what if you can't go to adoration? What if you can't make it to a church or a chapel for adoration? This is what was the discovery I found in the diary. Follow Faustina's example. Bill, what she did was what they called spiritual flights. She called them spiritual flights. She took spiritual flights into to the chapel mentally. If she was in her cell, or she was in her room, or even on her sickbed, when she couldn't make it to adoration, she would go. She would do as they called spiritual flights. I learned later on, Bill, that the saints did the same thing. That they took spiritual flights from their cells. Padre Pio, Stanislaus Kostka, they're listed in the book. And what they did was is they faced the direction of a church or chapel and adored from their cell. So for those of us, for all kinds of reasons why we can't go to adoration, whether you're homebound, or whether you have a job, you have responsibilities, you have children, or there might not even be a chapel in your area, we can do spiritual adoration. So we have a whole section on spiritual adoration,
Amen.
Including setting up your own, quote, adoration chapel, if it's only a designated corner or a chair or at home. And it's good to remember, as I said, the saints were no strangers to spiritual adoration. They would request a cell, some of them, that would face a chapel. And from their window, they would kneel and bow down in adoration toward the Eucharistic Lord. This is a very unique section of the book. The whole book can be spiritual adoration, but we wanted to be sure we address those that could not adore or be there physically.
Absolutely. No, definitely. And Susan, Let's take just a short break here. For our listeners, you're listening to Susan Tassone. She is world-renowned purgatory author and really authority on purgatory, and also has published a brand new book, Saint Faustina Prayer Book for Adoration. We're going to be right back after these messages and continue to talk with Susan about the connection between Saint Faustina's Prayer Book for Adoration and purgatory. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278. Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I am Bill Snyder, your host, and today joining me on the program is Susan Tassone, just an incredible person. Author of the brand new book, Saint Faustina Prayer Book for Adoration, and so many others. Just visit her website. I want to give her website real quick. It's very easy. Susan Tassone, TASSONE.com. So it's Susan Tassone, all one word, .com. So you can find out all about her amazing ministry for the Holy Souls in Purgatory there. But but we're going to continue our conversation on this brand new book. So Susan, talk to me a little bit about the relationship, because you're so close to the Holy Souls in Purgatory. I mean, having two audiences with Saint Pope John Paul II, and really talking with him about this amazing ministry, you're incredibly close to them. So talk to us about the relationship between this book and the Holy Souls.
Yes, Bill, there's always, to me, what's the connection if I'm writing a book with purgatory? Because that's what I feel called to do, is make sure that my call is the souls in purgatory. If you want to know the story, how I got involved, praying with the saints for the Holy Souls tells the story how this happened to me. Because I worked in the corporate world, Bill. I was not in this, quote, ministry.
Right.
So that book will tell you that. But with this particular book, of course, we had St. Faustina prayer book for the Holy Souls. Then we have the conversion book, which is you have to convert in order to avoid purgatory. And now we've got Eucharistic adoration, which is a most popular form of praying and assisting the souls to reach God. Just one point, Easter is the next greatest time when most souls are released from purgatory. The first is Christmas. The next greatest number of souls is Easter. But in adoration, Bill, intercession at adoration speeds them home to heaven. Remember, Faustina was there, and this is all in the book. She interceded for her country. She interceded for priests and nuns. She interceded for her family. She interceded for the sick and suffering. That's all in the book. And she interceded for the souls in purgatory, because the adorers, because we're the adorers, we assume the office of mediators on behalf of the holy souls. We are the mediators. We are their intercessors on their behalf. And from the host, Bill, from the sacred host, streams of alleviating grace flow into the expiatory realms of purgatory, bringing unspeakable relief to those in prison there. And you have may have seen altars, Bill. You know, there's one here where I live. There's an old altar. And guess what's carved at the bottom of the altar? All the souls in purgatory, because they need the precious body and blood of Jesus. And what's the, you know, after the Mass is what? After the Mass is Eucharistic adoration. After we receive Holy Communion, the most natural response is to extend the fruits received in Holy Communion by Eucharistic adoration and doing it for the souls in purgatory. And, of course, there is an indulgence attached when we adore. So that's the connection, and that's the help and relief that they get when we adore and become their intercessors. We become their mediators.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? And recognizing that as a listener and as an adorer, I mean, you know, going to Eucharistic adoration, attending Eucharistic adoration regularly and praying for our needs, but also the needs of those in purgatory, is a amazing way, as you just highlighted, to help the holy souls, especially during the Easter season and during this the upcoming novena to the
Divine Mercy.
Of Divine Mercy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this
we
is
can,
the season.
You can give you can also give your indulgence to the souls in purgatory on Divine Mercy Sunday. That doesn't mean you're going to lose the indulgence. You won't. You automatically get the temporal punishment duty that's removed by Jesus' promise, and then the Church added the indulgence. So, turn it over to your loved ones if you can, or somebody special to you that have died, because you're not losing anything. You're only gaining.
How beautiful is that? So I want to ask you about the different, you know, best ways maybe to utilize this, you know, to utilize this prayer book, where to turn to first, you know, if you're just starting out. Maybe there's a person new to Eucharistic adoration. This has sparked their interest. Where would you turn? What were the resources that you would use during adoration, during especially Eucharistic adoration to?
Bill, it's whatever, you know, in the index, whatever you're drawn to, whatever prayer we have, you know, if you're going through a trial, if something is bothering you, there's a section, Adoration in Times of Suffering. And, and she shares how she's going through a dark, her worries, her fears, her concerns, the same as we have, Bill. I noticed that she went through the same thing. You know, I worry about the book. We have our own, she had the same kind of concerns. But as we did the dark night, I said to myself, well, how do we get out of it, Faustina? You know, and here she showed me. She did acts of abandonment, of faith, of hope, of love, all from the diary. So we have that. If you just want to be silent, because silence, many of the Bishop Cardinal Sarah, Bishop Baker, Bishop Conley loved the section on silence, because we're bombarded with noise. And Jesus told Faustina that, you know, we can't hear him if we're not silent. We won't be able to hear his voice. So we have adoration, a silent adoration without words. If you're drawn, you know, during the Triduum, or not the Triduum, Divine Mercy Sunday, the Stations of the Cross, John Paul wrote his own. We have those. We have her own Way of the Cross. There's a special section that this is what one of my favorites is. Remember, Bill, what if you can't do an hour? What if you can only do, 10 minutes or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You can give yourself permission, because that's Faustina did most of the time. She did brief moments, 1 minute, 5 minutes. Even if she wasn't near a chapel, she stopped, slowed down, and we listed these exquisite, simple, beautiful, tender prayers that she gave to Jesus. One-liners, oh, my Jesus, save me. Divine will, be my love. Jesus, I trust in you. Adore my soul, the mercy of God. Hail, living host. Jesus, I love you with all my heart. Those are the things she did for the most of the time, you know, because there were times she just couldn't do 1 hour. So you have to give yourself permission that it's okay, you know, to walk by a church or to look out the window and do your own private adoration. That's one of my favorite sections to do. And of course, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, we have spiritual adoration, and what I included in there was, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, many people do for all kinds of reasons. I included different kinds of psalms. you know, Jesus, help me. I love you. Guide me. Be my strength. Praising him. Praise you, Lord. Thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Please listen to me, Lord. Those are in there. And they're just special prayers that you know, where you don't have to figure out what you're going to say. They're there for you. And, of course, you can always, as always, pray from your heart. So those are some special, different varieties of ways that she adored. And and you love the rosary, we have that. And it's all tied in with adoration. We took the Nicene Creed, Bill, and yeah. We said, I believe and adore one God, Father Almighty, I adore you. Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, I adore you. God from God, light from light, I adore you. That's one of my favorites. We have a litany of silence in there. They're all original. The litany of silence was basically, you know, ease my mind, word made flesh who needs no words, I adore you. Calm my heart, word made flesh who needs no words, I adore you. And then we flip it. We say, Lord, I come in your presence for those that I'm meeting during the day. Ease their minds, word made flesh, who needs no words, I adore you. Calm their hearts. So it's probably one of the greatest works I've done, Bill.
It really is. And you know, the other amazing thing about this book is that when you look at it, And you see it, it's not all that big, you know. I mean, you know, there is so much packed into this little book.
There is,
you know.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful resource to be able to, you know, keep with you in your car as you drive around to different adoration chapels. This is not going to take up a whole lot of footprint.
You can carry it with you.
Yeah.
I was in the post office waiting in line, just going through the one-liners. Bill, I just want to say, you know, also, people have to know that they're, what's the benefit? Well, you become the one you befriend. He
yep.
transforms you into that compassionate person he wants you to be. You help the world. You know, Pope Francis said, he told last February, he told everyone to have open the doors for 24 hours with the Lord, you know, to pray for the humanity. That it has
yes.
such an impact. In fact, Baker, Bishop Baker said, the future of humanity will be influenced by those who take time for adoration. There's a major increase in priests and religious vocations, and there's a very special section on that. And there was also comments that she made what it would look like, Bill, if we did not have priests and religious, and that they are really the ones that sustain the world. So that's very important to pray for vocations and for priests and religious. But
Amen.
Marriages are restored. There's unity. There's peace. Adoration has an impact on the whole world. And Faustina said that every person that, you know, when you're adoring, that it affects every person in the world.
Yes. Yes. And that's so beautiful. Susan, I wish these interviews could go on and on and on and on, but they just don't. So we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that you just give a last plug on where people can get the book and how they can get their hands on this hot little item.
You can go to Amazon.com. Actually, if you go to EWTN Religious Catalog, there's a very special major discount. I don't know how long that's going to be up, but that's available. Your support, you know, your local Catholic bookstore, it's available everywhere. Just, you know, go to the one that is your best friend and have him transform you and heal you. Bring him everything like she did. Adore with Faustina, and you won't regret it.
Absolutely. Susan, thank you so much for your time and for authoring this beautiful book, the St. Faustina Prayer Book for Adoration. Thank you so much.
Bill, and thank you, because without you, we wouldn't be able to get the word out. You know, Catholic radio is absolutely powerful to evangelize. And there were statistics, Bill, on the impact that Catholic radio has on people in terms of faith, bringing people back in concept, you know, helping the lonely who are alone. So you're doing a great job too, Bill.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh,
thank you. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I am Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program, or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.